Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1990, Olson Enterprises Incorporated.
This is the application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a nursery and landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 5.436 acres, more or less, land lying northwest of Route 431, Shortley Road, 600 feet south of Route 471, Paradise Road, and being identified on, as a 911 address at 26250 Shortley Road, Georgetown, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 133, Map 5, Parcel 26. Gentlemen, as you're aware, and you've had been provided to you already, the applicants provided a survey, site plan, and exhibit booklet. We also have a consent letter from Lawrence F. King, the owner of the property, and a description of the proposed use for a nursery to include commercial greenhouses, cultivation, and on-site sales of plants, trees, and shrubs with displays, and a landscaping business to include an office, customer consultation, vehicle and equipment parking, and related activities. The exhibit booklet submitted by the applicant contains a copy of the application form and a description of the use intended, a copy of a portion of the tax map for the area near the parcel, an aerial photograph, a copy of the reference support facilities report from DelDOT, a conceptual site plan, a copy of the deed to the property to Lawrence F. King, and suggested proposed findings of fact and suggested proposed conditions of approval. We also, for the benefit of the record, we did receive comments from two agencies, first one being from DelDOT, and they provided comments on April 24th of 2014 in the form of a support facilities report. It references that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the current level of service of Road 431 will not change as a result of this application. We also heard from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and their comments were received on July 7th, 2014 in the form of a memorandum, and they reference that the project is not in a proposed or current county-operated and maintained sanitary sewer and or water district, that the site is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 5, that use of an on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Study will be required, that proposed use is not in an area where the county has a schedule to provide sewer at this time, and that a concept plan is not required. And gentlemen, that's all I have to date. I received no letters from any individuals or agencies on this application.
All right, sir, we thank you. And now we recognize Mr. Schrader. Before we get started, if there's anyone here that has an interest in this application, the applicant does have an exhibit up here. Clearly, you can't see it from where you're sitting. So if you have an interest in this application, you are welcome to get up and come and take a look. I just ask that you not have any conversation while you're there, because we're going to be proceeding with our public hearing. But you are welcome to come and take a look at the exhibit. Okay? There you go. Sure. Just it's right over there, ma'am. Yeah.
Okay. Good afternoon or good evening, Mr. Chairman. My name is Dennis Schrader. I'm attorney for Olson Enterprises, Inc. Olson Enterprises, Inc. conducts business as Distinctive Landscaping, and Mr. Patrick Olson, the proprietor of that company, is to my immediate right, sitting here in the front row. As you are aware, this is an application for a conditional use on AR1 property located on Shortley Road near Georgetown. There has been provided to you an exhibit booklet that includes a proposed site plan for the development of the site by Mr. Olson. That appears at tab E in the book. Apparently I'm the low-key presentation tonight, but I have provided you with another copy of the site plan to allow Mr. Olson to refer to it during his presentation. This property contains 5.436 acres, more or less, is in an AR-1 agriculturally zoned district. The current use of the property is residential, with some of the startup of the landscaping business in existence. We're here tonight because landscaping and nursery businesses don't neatly fit into any particular category. There is a provision that if you have more than 5 acres in an AR1 area, you can have greenhouses. It doesn't necessarily mean that you can have a nursery. We would like to have the landscaping business because that's the primary business, of course, of Mr. Olson's enterprise. The proposed use of the property will be the nursery and landscaping business that we've spoken of. And this property has previously had a conditional use on it for a haircutting or beauty shop business that expired. Within the comprehensive plan, this property is identified as being in a low density area, which is an area within the comprehensive plan which provides for agricultural activities, single family detached homes, and related commercial activities. Mr. Olson does live in this property and will continue to use it as a residence, and I believe that you will conclude that a landscaping nursery business is related to a commercial activity that's related to agricultural residential type uses. Within the state strategies for spending map, this is a level 4 area, which is intended to retain rural landscape and preserve open spaces and farmland. Again, support farm-related industries, establish edges for concentrated development. There are no concentrated developments, although there are subdivisions at each of the crossroads and some commercial or industrial type activities within the area. Mr. Olson's use of the property will not result in any new streets, either public or private. There will be on-site septic system. There is a mound system currently in effect for the use of the residents. The water supply will be by on-site well. There are no delineated wetlands on site. And as a part of our requirements under Section 115-173 of the Zoning Code, we have submitted to you the preliminary site plan, which shows up as tab E within your booklets. At this time, I'd like to invite Mr. Olson to the podium to answer a couple questions for you.
How you doing?
All right, sir. Give us your name, please.
My name is William Patrick Olson.
Where do you live?
I live at 26250 Shortley Road.
And is that, in fact, the residence that's situated on this proposed site?
Yes.
Okay. If you would, please, describe your landscaping business for the commission.
We've been in business since 2008. I've been in the industry since 2002, since I first got out of high school. We perform a wide variety of services. We do a lot of contracting, both with the state of Delaware and also the state of Maryland. We're a full-service company. We perform maintenance services, design, installation, hardscaping, and irrigation services, as well as snow removal emergency service.
And when it's not summer, do you do snow removal?
Yes.
Okay. And all of this takes place off-site, is that correct?
Yes.
How many employees do you have, Mr. Olson?
Seasonally, in our peak season, which I would consider to be between April 1st through around the middle of October, we will have between 8 and 12 as the workload demands, and then we scale back usually by about 30% going into the off months in the winter.
And that takes you down to what, 9, 8, something like that?
5, 6, 7. It depends on what our contract load is at that time.
And when do you begin to pick up again?
We usually start our spring operations. We'll notice a big increase in volume as far as our production around the 1st of April.
Will you be kind enough to step over here? Take one of these with you, and I'm going to turn it on and make sure you speak into it, okay?
Okay.
And if you will describe for the members of the commission, please, the site plan as it's laid out, showing the entrances, the traffic pattern, where you propose to have landscaping, the structure.
So this is the existing dwelling, which is my residence I live in. We have a mound septic system on site, which I've provided some screening for. We have put up trees. The new Del Dot proposed entrance would allow my trucks and my employees access to the site, to a large gravel parking lot in the back of the facility. Would have dumpsters on site for disposal of trash and debris. We don't want to pile up any debris on our site. We do have some existing storage containers, which once again you'll notice have been screened There's an existing 40 by 60 whole building on the shed, which houses our equipment. The only thing that would be parked outside would be trucks and trailers that we use, you know, to conduct our daily operations. And I think that is about it.
Within the structure, the whole building that's on site, will you be doing any repair work of any kind?
We outsource all of our major repairs. We're kind of a patch and go facility. So, I mean, we would be doing simple things like changing light bulbs, you know, changing spark plugs or batteries or something small or minor of that nature.
But no small engine repair?
No small engine repair. We do service, you know, some of our equipment as far as changing oil and doing things of that nature. But once again, anything large that would be, you know, a more skilled project, we do outsource.
And did you meet Mr. Sentman? Because he may be successful this evening and he could be helpful to you. There is a traffic entrance or an entrance onto the right of way. Where is that, please?
This, our current entrance is here, and this is the new proposed Del Dot entrance as per their specs, which will be located on, I believe it's the south side of the property.
And lastly, you have asked for a nursery business. What are your plans in that regard?
I have not had a whole lot of time to really think about that this year. It's been really crazy and busy. I know that it is something that I would like to do as soon as the market permits sustain our business and help us cut down our travel times, as well as also possibly be doing some reselling.
And within the proposed findings of fact and conditions that are in the booklet, we've asked for a 6-foot unlighted sign, and that's for the purpose of identifying your property, but not necessarily lighting up the neighborhood, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Olson. If you'll give me that back and you want to have a seat, I'll give my concluding remarks. Gentlemen, within the purview of the conventional use requirements set forth for an agricultural residential district, I believe we have demonstrated that the application has merit and meets with the minimum requirements. There are findings of fact and conditions attached to the booklet for you to use as a matrix if you were favor us with a recommendation of approval to the county council. As noted by Mr. Lank, there was no traffic impact study requested by Delaware Department of Transportation. The proposal is consistent, in my opinion, with the comprehensive land plan. It meets the purposes of the AR1 district and also is not prohibited by the state strategies for spending map. We have attached for you the preliminary site plan designating the areas which will be developed by Mr. Olson for this particular venture in accordance with the requirements of the code. And lastly, the proposed findings and facts should give you the guidance you need to approve this matter. So, Mr. Olson, I will stand here and we'll accept any questions that you may have for us.
All right, sir. We thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Ross.
Yeah, Mr. Schrader, the nursery, usually if you're trying to grow nursery products, you need some space to grow them in, and in the site plan, it shows mostly grassed areas. What areas do you propose growing, you know, where do you plan on putting your nursery to grow these plants?
I'm going to let Mr. Olson answer that. You have to come to the microphone, Patrick.
I actually have not gotten that far yet, but my first initial thoughts would be somewhere along the grassy area out in front of the pond.
Okay. You're talking about retail sales. Mostly these would be off-site retail sales or on-site?
Once again, I really have not gotten that far yet. I would like to probably do a mixture of both. I mean, that's my ultimate goal, is to have some product on site where I could have customers come out and take a look at the product, and then the end goal for me would be to sell them the product and install the product and then maintain the product.
So that product would be for display and purposes mostly. And where would those displays take place, in the back area there? Do you have any displays? Let me rephrase that. Would you have any displays along Shortley Road?
I would like to think that when I'm done with the property, as far as as far as my residence goes, that the actual landscaping that I would do for my own residence would be enough of a display to promote my business.
It is a very neat property today, I'll give you that.
Thank you.
I note in your proposed conditions, Mr. Schrader, that the signage would not exceed 6 square feet on each side. Just so you're aware, the 4x8, 32 square feet is the max. So, and would you prefer to be able to put a lighted sign up at some point or not?
I think I maybe like to do some low voltage lighting on the sign.
We've got your hours here and your proposed conditions, and you've stated them verbally. Were your employees generally leave immediately after work, or do they hang around? And
no, they are usually ready to go home by the time I'm done with them.
They're probably ready before you're done with them.
They definitely are.
The repairs are on equipment that you own or operate. You don't do repairs on other?
No, sir.
Okay, perfect. And then you've got your dumpster on your site plan, which is good. Just keep in mind on your final site plan or your preliminary, you'll have to have that screened per code, okay?
Actually, sir, the whole entire portion back there where everything is being conducted out of, when I designed and laid that out, we laid out a screen that covers that whole thing. And both of the adjacent properties to me at this point in time are heavily wooded. And it's really dense, and you can't see anything back there. And we did invest in some very large trees, some 10-foot evergreens. And I'm hoping within 2 to 3 years' time that they'll have full coverage of that area.
Perfect. And then you did state, Mr. Schrader, that this previously was a conditional use for a barbershop or salon or some type?
Beauty shop.
Beauty shop. Men can be pretty, too, you know.
Not for you and me, Mr. Ross, but others may need it.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay, so this could be considered in some light, perhaps a little bit of infill as well.
The prior owners of the property fell on hard times, and the property went to foreclosure. Mr. King and Mr. Olson wound up buying the property. I'm assuming that the beauty shop was not enough to sustain the mortgage payments, although I don't know that.
That's all, Mr. Chairman.
All right, so we thank you, Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Ross has asked my questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Johnson.
I just directed to the applicant. I keep saying King in here, and then I hear Olson. What's your name, sir?
Mr. Olson.
Mr.
Patrick
Olson. Okay, I didn't know if your attorney was calling you by the wrong name because the property transfer listed Lawrence King. So
he's a business investor.
Okay. In looking at your proposed site plan, I see that there's a proposed 3 275-gallon fuel tanks?
Yes, sir.
What would that be used for?
On and off-road diesel fuel for our trucks and equipment.
Okay, so you're talking about diesel, not gas?
I would like to get a gas tank if it would be permissible.
Okay. And you're aware of all the DEMREC requirements that you'd have to follow and hoops to jump through in order to have that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I understand the application. I've been by the property, and as Mr. Ross says, it's extremely well maintained. That's your best advertising.
Thank you.
All right, so Mr. Burton, on the site plan, it denotes an existing ditch. Is it a tax ditch?
Yes.
And does that run the entire site of the property, all the way back to the back of the property?
It gets very shallow once you get, if you look at the existing site plan and you see right about where that circle is, a traffic circle that's in the back, it's a mounded garden that we have back there right now. It gets very shallow and almost non-existent from that point back towards the woods.
I mean, there's no plan. There's no plan for the paved milled blacktop road to go over that.
No,
ditch.
Sir. No, not at all.
Thank you. No further questions. All right, sir, Mr. Lake.
Just to clarify, do you think that is a tax ditch, or is it just a farm ditch?
I honestly don't know the answer to that question yet, but I don't know. I guess I'd have to look into that further.
The way it's drawn, it just looks like it goes to a point. So it's most likely not a tax ditch, but that would have to be verified on the final site plan in the case there's an easement that relates to that tax ditch. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, thank you. Mr. Abbott?
Questions.
Counselor?
No questions, thanks.
All right, then. Gentlemen, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1990 Olson Enterprises Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1990?
Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am. Come on up. Give us your name. You may have the floor.
My name is Winnie Spicer, and my late husband Charles and I built that house. Mm-hmm. We have not lived there since 2000, so it is a rental property. And I came here tonight to gather facts so I would know just what this business would consist of. I'm not here to criticize or to just to gain facts.
Okay.
I did have a renter in there.
Mm-hmm.
And when they learned about this business with the trucks, it did concern them. So I no longer have them.
Mm-hmm.
And that is my concern. How will this impact what I am going to do with my property? Right now, I'm not doing anything because my husband was very ill for 2 years,
mm-hmm.
and I was not able to, particularly the last year, to do my walkthroughs. The outside of my property does not look very nice right now. I have engaged a tree service to come and remove several trees and to trim the others and to take care of my shrubbery, because right now no one would really be interested in the house because they would assume that the inside was in disrepair, where that is not so. That house was recently remodeled. And I will give him, Mr. Olson, a great deal of credit for what he has done across the street. It does look very nice.
Ma'am, I need you to direct your comments.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right, it's fine. It's okay, but we don't generally allow to direct exchange. It's okay.
No, this is my first meeting, and I only came here because I don't live there,
mm-hmm.
and I needed to know the facts.
Well, did you get the answers you were looking for this evening, or do you have any questions that we might be able to answer for you or get an answer for you?
I guess my concern would be how many trucks he would have,
okay.
and if they are diesel trucks, because they can be noisy. The original I keep wanting to turn around. Excuse me.
I know. That's fine.
The original driveway was kind of opposite the two front bedrooms of the property that I own. But I understand from that drawing that will no longer be.
Okay.
So I'm not here really to, I'm just here to state that I do have concerns.
Okay. Well, I'll ask Mr. Olson to come back up when you're done, and we'll ask him about the trucks.
Okay.
Okay? All right.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Mr. Olson or Mr. Schrader, whoever wants to testify in regard to the lady's concern about the vehicles, number of trucks and the noise level.
They're trucks, so they make noise. I don't feel like they're very noisy. I mean, everything on them functions properly as it should. We have currently 7 vehicles in total. My use for this property is not the type of business where we are going to be conducting business at this property all day. This is more or less a hub that will allow my employees a place to get in the vehicle in the morning, start the vehicle up, go out the door, and then the same procedure in reverse at the end of the day. So, you know, there may be some noise for 5 or 10 minutes first thing in the morning, and then that noise is ceased, and then you would have the same procedure repeated at the end of the day.
What time is first thing in the morning for you?
We start generally around 6 a.m.
Okay. And you get finished?
Usually around 6 p.m., depending on what we're doing for that day.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.